How are you guys today? I want to tell you about something that happened earlier today. And the people that I'm going to talk about, it sort of makes fun of somebody a little bit, and usually making fun of someone isn't a great thing, but it's not. It's sort of in a fun and an okay way, and he knows that I'm going to tell the story, okay? So I just want to sort of... So for you parents, all right, we're good. Now, and here's the thing. You know, I was looking at Lewis here, who's sitting up here with us, because he's feeling young at heart today. And these last few weeks, Lewis dresses really nicely. I don't know if you've noticed that. He's got a coat and tie and nice shoes. And as the pastor coming in, you know, I like to wear jeans and tennis shoes. And, you know, I don't always wear a coat. Sometimes I do, but, you know, we'll see what happens when summer's over. I don't know. But I sort of wondered, maybe the pastor should dress more nicely. What do you guys think? Do you think? No, you don't think so? You know, here's how I decided I didn't have to dress more nicely. I looked at Joe. Yep, that's a true story. We had that conversation today. But I notice you all are dressed in different ways. You're wearing a beautiful dress over here. That's lovely. And I like this in your hair. Oh, you look very nice today. Thank you. You guys are wearing shorts. You're wearing a soccer jersey, I see. Now, you had a cast on before, right? And now you have the brace, so you're doing some healing. Good. Okay. You have a lovely dress. And we talked about your Shaun White shirt. You and I also talked about how Cameron liked it. He's got some Shaun White clothes, too, right? Yes. Now, but here's the thing. No matter how we dress, whether we wear really nice clothes like Lewis, or even if we dress like Joe, if we wear dresses or if we wear jeans, if we wear shorts or slacks, if we wear shirts with buttons on them or T-shirts, we're all... We're all welcome here, aren't we? There are some people who can't afford nicer clothes. There are some people who just choose not to wear nicer clothes. There are some people who feel more comfortable in dress shoes and some people who feel more comfortable in slip-on shoes and some people who feel more comfortable in sandals. There are some people who feel more... There are a lot of people in this church who feel more comfortable wearing Chucks. Chucks. I'm not wearing Chucks today, but I like Chucks. Like D, if you remember D. There are lots of people who come in different ways. And we're all different. Some of us have different color hair, and some of us have different color skin, and some of us have glasses or not glasses, right? Some of us have ways where we feel like it's pretty easy to sit still for a little while, and some of us need to move around a bunch. There are lots of ways that we're different, but we're all welcome here. Long hair or short hair, dark hair or short hair, short pants or long pants, sandals or no shoes at all. Everyone,
I need you to stop.
Everyone is welcome here. Everyone, braces or no braces, everyone is welcome here. Casts or braces or none of that, everyone is welcome here. That's one of the important things that I have learned about this church. Is how everyone is really welcome here. Not just you're allowed to be here and we'll put up with you. Like you're welcome here. Those are different things, aren't they? You're allowed to be here and we'll just put up with you. That's different from being welcome here, isn't it? Everyone is welcome here. Everyone. So let's pray. And if you remember, I like to pray and for you to repeat after me, okay? And you all can join in too. Dear God, thanks for bringing us here. For whatever reason that we're here. If we're here because our parents made us. If we're here because we want to be here. Help us to choose to be here. To be your children. And to live in your love. Amen.